Hey there, and welcome to Courageous Radiance Podcast. My name is Brittany Dixon, and I'm so thankful that you are tuning in and listening or watching by way of YouTube today. So last week on the podcast, we talked about discipleship. What does discipleship mean? So this week, it only seems fitting, right, that we talk about steps moving forward. So if I put this into context of you're starting a new career and you want to be a nurse, that's what I am. You want to be a nurse. So great. What does that mean? Like, let's define that. That's what we did last week. So then now this week, let's talk about what does that mean moving forward? So what would your life look like as a nurse? But in the context of this podcast, of what we're talking about today, biblically reading in Colossians, let's talk about what does the life of a disciple include once you decide that discipleship is for you. So let's talk about it. Let's just hop right into scripture, shall we? So Colossians, and I mentioned this that I go between ESV or CSV generally. So my study Bible is She Reads Truth. It's a CSB version, and I enjoy it because I have journaling columns because I write so much in my Bible. I'm just a journaler in general. So shout out to my journal people. So Colossians 3, and y'all, we're going to read for quite a bit, but Colossians 3, 1. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above and not on earthly things. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So just stopping right there. So that was Colossians 3, 1 to Colossians 3, 4. So again, just we're talking about the life of a disciple. What does discipleship mean? It is a big decision. It is a hard decision, but it is the best decision that you will make really in your whole life. You are deciding to follow the one who created you. You're deciding to repurpose your whole existence to be for the one who made you for what he's made you for. You were created with a purpose, on purpose, for the glory of the one who made you. How beautiful is that, right? And when you come to that foreknowledge, when you come to this revelation, I think about how Peter, Jesus informed him that his revelation was from God. So when God, who is in you, begins to reveal these things, y'all, just amazing things happen. You're able to coexist in chaos, yet embody peace. You're able to sit in a valley full of joy, right? Things that make zero sense to the world, make zero sense even to your own logic, except by the grace of God. And here's how we do that. So in Colossians 1, 3, I mean, there's no like, let me just put a bow on this. Let me just make this look cute. Mm-mm. Completely knee-jerk, boom, just gut punch. You're dead. Metaphorically speaking, once Jesus, who is your life, is the one you're following, then you're deciding to emulate the one you're following, right? We talked about that last week, that if you're going to be a protege or a disciple, learner, follower of someone, then you're deciding to follow them in everything. So Jesus followed the commands of God, Father. He laid down his will. Jesus, let's be clear. I think one of the things that I'm amazed about is that I never fall like bored in thinking about how much God loves me. Because to lay down his whole will, like to leave heaven for me, for you, for us, it's crazy, right? It is beyond courageous. And this is Courageous Radiance Podcast. And this is a podcast place where women are equipped and encouraged to be anchored in Jesus Christ. And here's the anchor. Your anchor is in the hope that the one that you're being courageous for, the one that you're surrendering for, friend, he loves you. I mean, I don't know about you, but I ran for decades looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love and validation in the wrong places. And God is like, you're seated in Christ, fully loved, fully known. One up me on that one, right? And you cannot one up him. So this isn't like, oh, I guess I gotta die today on a Tuesday because, oh, I gotta look like Jesus. No, like you get to look like the one who died for you first, who left heaven in all splendor and all, I mean, angels, everybody beckoning at his will. And let's be clear. At any point, Jesus could have been like, all right, God, I'm done. Like, I'm coming back. He could have, and he would have still been fully God, because he was fully God when he walked here on earth. So I just love that. So I struggled with that because it never feels good to like die through something, right? I mean, like it's death. It's death to something. There is something in you that has to die in order for the new thing to raise. And it's in its embryonic form, sin corrupts us in that place. It starts in our thinking. It starts in our thought life. So let's replace it with, instead of it being, this is so hard, I cannot do this. You're correct, friend. You cannot. But in Christ, you can, right? So we are seated. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God. And if we're going to set our minds, this has been my email tagline forever. Verse 2, set your minds on, we ain't even going to get to all this. We're going to have to finish this next week. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. I wonder, here's a question for you to take to your quiet time with the Lord. So I talk about it on this podcast. I'm going to talk about it here on YouTube. The purpose of this podcast is to really point you to your relationship with Jesus. The way you thrive as a mom, as a wife, in all of your busyness day to day and what you're assigned to do, what God has made you for, the way that you thrive is not by strategically planning more within you. It's surrendering it all to the one who's keeping you, right? And you thrive when you're anchored in him. So when I think about this transformation into this new person, while my mind will tell me it's too hard, just like every time I get ready to go work out, I'm always like, okay, Brittany, you don't want to. I can do this. I don't want to. I'm going to sleep more. I go through all of these things all these times because I am not the person, God bless you, if you like lovingly want to work out. That's not me. I work out because I have to. So I go through all this mental stuff, talking myself out of it, getting out of my head. Stop, Brittany. You're going to do this. Stop, stop, stop. And then y'all, every time, it never fails. After I get done working out, I'm like, I feel so much better. I'm so glad I did that, right? So it's the same thing. It's in its beginning phase. It is, my dogs are following me. In its beginning state, every single day, it is getting out of the, Joyce Meyer talks about the battlefield of the mind. And that's what this is. This is setting and aligning your thoughts to success, and not worldly success, because clearly it's not worldly if you're dying to yourself, but setting your mind on things that are in alignment with God. So transformation, question, and pointing for you. What is in this season, in this day, in this week, what is the biggest hurdle that you have in your mind, in your thinking? Is it Jesus, I'm scared you're not going to come through? Is it Jesus, I don't know if your will for me is really good? Like, are you doubting and trusting him? Is it I'm too busy? Is it I'm not good enough? Is it I'm not worth? I mean, what is it? And that is something that you're not even going to know. It is going to be the Holy Spirit that reveals that to you. So I want to point you, I want to empower you, encourage you, friend, to get into your quiet time so that you can get out of your own way. God wants to do something amazing in you. And while it might not look amazing to the world, and why it might not be hashtag worthy, it's amazing because God is honored in and through it. And that's where you're going to prosper. But for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So again, not going to get to the rest of it, but stopping there in verses 3 and 4 to wrap it up. The life of the disciple, that's what we're talking about. What does it mean moving forward? I think this is really worth its own podcast, because this is going to require a breakthrough of generational, your own life, your own traumas, your own family of origin, your own mess, habits, just bad sin, right? And maybe some sins in your life aren't sin like you're sleeping with your boyfriend or living with your boyfriend. Or maybe the sin isn't that you have a lying problem. Maybe the sin isn't flagrant, right? Maybe you're not cheating on your spouse or being dishonoring to him. Maybe the sin isn't even necessarily a sin. For me, it's usually pride, self-reliance, which is glorified in the world, right? Which is why we have to realign our thinking to be in alignment with God's word, not what the world says. But maybe the thing holding you is just not beneficial for you. Like I think of, I think it's 1 Corinthians. Let's look. I think it's 1 Corinthians. Ooh, I should have looked at this before, but it just hit me. I'm gonna post it. And this is actually a really good point that, you know, some people are like, well, I just don't really know the Bible. Like, I don't know where everything says in the Bible. I don't either. Nobody does. Okay, it is 1 Corinthians 6. I thought it was 5. Okay, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. And this is just such a generation and culture of like, oh, ain't nobody gonna tell me. I am my own. I am, right? That was me. Like, I'm not gonna be ruled by anybody. And when I go back to then flipping back over to what we just read in Colossians, that all of that thinking, all of that mindset has to die. If I'm deciding discipleship, going back to where we started, and if this is my new lifestyle moving forward, we need to start there. We need to be thinking about not just how can I like, okay, real story. Who speeds, but you do like, you ain't gonna get pulled over speed. You know what I mean? Like 74 ish, maybe 75, right? Like you just do just enough where you just get by. And y'all, like that's what we do. That's what I do in my life. It's like, how can I get just enough by? So maybe it's not sin, like flagrant sin. Why does saying the word twice make it feel more emphasis? I don't know. But maybe it's just not beneficial. Like I've never been a smoker, never smoked weed. Well, I think I did. I did. I tried it and I hated it. I don't like smoke. My father has been my whole life a smoker. We used to put signs up in the house, but his smoke was a pipe, which actually I'm so used to it. It kind of smells good, but I hate smoke. Ugh. But anyways, I say that to say, if that's your thing or drinking or whatever, well, that can be. Let's stick with smoking. It's not necessarily a sin. I mean, like, you're not honoring your temple, like, your body. And I'm so over this whole vape thing. I'm a nurse. I'm like, man, people's lungs. Let me not digress. But anyways, it's not necessarily a sin, but is it beneficial? Like, is that dying? Is that setting your mind right on the things above? Like, is that, right? Like, it's not really sin necessarily for me to like discipline my kids where maybe I'm yelling at them, I'm really on them, but is it beneficial to my spirit, to my kids? Like, so this is the process of death to self, Mark 8:34. This is the process of following. So once you decide, yay, welcome, Jesus is like, and you die. Right? And you die. Jesus got baptized, spirit, and then it's like, and here's the wilderness. But y'all, it is for our good. And better than that, it's for the glory of God. So we're going to have to pick up next week, friends. It's too much to breeze past this, and it's too much for you to take to your quiet time with the Lord. So I pray that this encourages you for the week, setting your minds on the things above and not the things here on earth. Have a good week.